It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A trip to the grocery store has gotten a lot more expensive in recent years.
Ground beef, tomatoes, and coffee have all seen big spikes.
Those higher prices can be especially hard on older adults on fixed incomes.
Harvest Public Media contributor Nicole Grunmeier spoke with seniors about the tough choices they're often forced to make.
Once a month, the people who live at this low-income retirement community in Storm Lake, Iowa, gather to create their own food pantry. The donations come from the Food Bank of Iowa.
How many are the peppers?
Today, fresh pineapples, potatoes, and bell peppers pile up on tables. The residents can go through and take the items they need. Linda Rufus, who is 67, relies on this pop-up pantry.
Well, I'm thinking about how I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul, because food prices are extremely high, and I have to really weigh out what's more important or how I can get the most out of a meal.
Rufus says she's stretching every dollar and trying to find cheaper, filling food items. While she loves beef, she's now buying ground turkey. Her neighbor, Tony Keller, is also shopping at the pop-up pantry today. The 65-year-old spent years outside the workforce as a caregiver, which reduced her retirement benefits.
I get a whopping $304 a month because I had a sick child, so most of my time was spent with her.
That Social Security payment isn't nearly enough to cover Keller's living expenses, including food. She relies on SNAP federal food assistance and programs like this pop-up pantry. She recently completed treatment for breast cancer and tries to prioritize eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
After having cancer, you're eating a little differently, which costs more money to do.
High food prices are pushing older adults to make difficult budget decisions affecting their health. Nationwide, food prices were 3% higher this June compared to the same time last year, according to federal data. Jessica Johnson is a senior strategist at the National Council on Aging.
So much of the conversation around SNAP and food insecurity really has been around children and families, and older adults really are often a forgotten population.
More than 7 million Americans aged 16 up experienced food insecurity in 2023, according to the National Council on Aging. That's approximately 1 in 11 older Americans. Gina Platanino is the director of policy and advocacy at the Food Research and Action Center. She says Social Security benefits don't protect older adults from hunger.
Your rent didn't decrease because you turned 60. Your utilities didn't decrease because you turned 60. Neither did fuel and neither did food.
Nearly half of older adults who carry credit card debt are using their cards to buy food, according to the AARP. In the Kansas City region, Metro Lutheran Ministry operates three food pantries. Community Assistance Manager Kimberly Bernard says they're seeing consistently high demand from older residents.
We see a lot of people that are in that population of seniors that they really rely heavily on the food pantries because it's a challenge for them to be able to budget the amount that they receive monthly.
Back in Iowa, Linda Rufus says she and her fellow residents at the Storm Lake Senior Housing are grateful for the pop-up pantry.
Because if it were not for the food banks, you know, supplying us with food, you know, we would be in a lot worse condition than we are.
But for now, experts say seniors on fixed incomes will likely continue to feel the squeeze of high food costs. For the Midwest Newsroom and Harvest Public Media, I'm Nicole Grunmeier.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and public radio stations across several Midwestern states. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project.
This is WPR News.